This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM. Coming up on TMS, bees, bees, millions of bees.
That'll teach those possums.
Bees probably would. I want to be a tree.
Guardians did pretty well.
Oh, I didn't even think about the group connection with the tree. That's fun.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Your emails and more. Yeah, that's right. No Steven today. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
Now we got dried peaches, dried apricots, dried raisins, and dried prunes.
Very well, then. I shall leave you with Gunduhar. When you are ready, come to Kunduhar.
Americans can be very useful. This is The Morning Stream.
So into it, I didn't want to stop it. I liked it that much. Hey, everybody, welcome to TMS, The Morning Stream, for the 8th of May, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
So, Mother's Day. What do you got planned? You do anything fun? You got anything planned for the mothers in your life? Tina,
sadly,
your mom?
Sadly, it's just going to be gifts. This is going to be a recovery day for Tina. Sundays after chemo suck. So yep. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day when she's feeling better and take her out for a day of her favorite things, whatever the hell they are.
Whatever she wants to do, it's hers. Exactly. She gets to do it.
Yeah. This Sunday for Mother's Day. The plan is to leave her alone.
Stay, give her plenty of space, a nice wide berth. Totally understand. I'm woefully bad at Mother's Day, so I'm planning ahead, and the thing I'm going to get for Kim is happening today, so that I'm not like a day of scrambling like I do sometimes. My mom also, I don't know what I'm doing for her, but I'll figure something out. I'm just bad at this. I don't do gifts. I suck at gifts. Kim's great at it. Doesn't matter who's having any kind of thing. She'll take care of you, man.
She's one of those types that when somebody mentions something in November, she tucks it away. And when their birthday rolls around in, you know, June, all of a sudden she's like, oh, yeah, well, they mentioned that they liked such and such. I'm going to get them one of those. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my God, you remembered. I just barely mentioned that. And she's brilliant.
She'll keep stuff in the closet and ready to go. Like, storing gifts for
you. Probably more like, hey, I know your birthday is tomorrow. Is there anything that you currently, anything you're currently looking for that sounds good?
You're not wrong. That is kind of what we do. It's what I do. And that's fine. Look, we can't all be perfect, but I'm going to do my best this week to not be so crappy at this. So anyway, we'll let everybody know how it goes. Wow. Big weekend. So first and foremost, let's get the important news out of the way.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 came out in movie theaters, and I went to see that on Thursday night, which was a surprise. I didn't know we even had tickets. And by the way, midnight showings, you know what it's like? It's like Black Friday now. You know how a lot of those guys started at Thursday at 2 in the afternoon or whatever?
Yeah.
That's like movies now. I went at 7:30. On a Thursday night.
Right, exactly. It's like, you're not even like staying up late to see the movie the first thing Friday morning when they can legally show. It's like, no, it's, you know, we figure it's Friday in Saudi Arabia, so we can release this movie now. It's fine.
Yeah, it's Friday somewhere. I mean, what a dumb arbitrary date. Why don't you just let us have it at home? How about that? And we'll just buy it and watch it on our big screen at home.
No. But anyway,
yes.
That's a movie you got to see in theaters.
I disagree. No way. You can totally see it on if you've got a 4K TV at 70 plus inches with 4K version of the movie, that's as good as you're going to get in that movie theater and a good sound system.
I would agree with you if it weren't for seeing it with a good audience. We had a great audience to watch this movie with, and the parts that were funny, and there are a lot of parts that are funny, hearing the whole audience erupt in laughter is great. Randy Deluxe saw it with all the Blizzard employees, and they busted out into singing Rocket Man during the Ostrich commercial pre-show. I feel like there are certain movies that I don't mind waiting until they come out on streaming or on rental or whatever, but this is one of those movies that I feel you've got to see in the theater with a bunch of people.
I think give me both. That's what I want. And let's have both of those things.
So let's say, all right, and there have been a few movies that were released like this. I think Soderbergh released one of his movies like this, where day and date, mm-hmm. you could see it in theaters or get it immediately at home. Mm-hmm. Do you think, percentage-wise, of the movies you currently go to theaters to see, what percentage do you think you would just stay home and watch instead? Because you'd probably get it for about the same price. You know, taking the whole family, the four of you, mm-hmm. out to the movie is no cheap affair.
No, it's like $45 to $50 or something. So I would probably pay, you know, I'm guessing that this sort of convenience would be like $50, you know, to get it at mm-hmm. home. So for us, it would be kind of a wash. However, you know, if it's just Kim and I going, obviously it's cheaper for us just to go to the theater than pay $50 bucks for a movie for the convenience of having it at home. But it just depends on the movie. Like, there's a lot of Oscar-worthy movies I would rather see at home than see in a movie theater.
Yeah.
But I'm with you in that the big spectacles are probably best suited for a big theater experience with a big crowd and everything. So yeah. Guardians and, you know, all the Marvel stuff and Star Wars movies.
Spider-Man Homecoming, I can't imagine saying, all right, Spider-Man Homecoming is coming out today. Time to fire up the old projector and the... in the chairs downstairs and watch it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a popcorn and Jujubes movie, man. Come on.
Jujubes. What the hell are those? Listen, Grandpa, tell me about your old time
candy.
Give
me my Raisinets in my...
Jujubes. In fact, I don't think I've ever had a Jujube in my life that I know of.
I think you probably have, but they were probably called... they're like gumdrops. What are the things? They're like shaped differently.
Oh,
I don't know. They're like
the what are they called? Drop? No, they called drops. What are those called? Those gum ones that take your
something like that.
They
I
take your teeth out. They take your dental work out. Forget what they're called. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I just feel like the last time I even heard them referred to as Jujubes was like my great aunt Hilda back in like 1978. So we're always up on the times here.
That's it. Dots. People are saying dots. Yeah, dots are exactly the same thing.
Yeah, dots are that's the devil's candy.
Right.
I've taken out three fillings with dots. Three.
Jujubes sounds like a racist term. Let's call them dots.
Jujubes. Bees are offended. Oh, wait. Wrong offense. It's the Jews. Anyway.
I remember when we were fighting them Jujubes out in the...
Yeah. What we had to do in World War II for those Jujubes.
That's right.
But anyway, so Guardians, it was great.
Amazing.
It was a really good time. I can't believe that movie cost like 20 something million less than the first one cost to make. I don't understand how that works because
I don't know how much of that too was licensing George Harrison's music.
Yeah,
I was really surprised to see that. Not so much in the movie. I mean, I was surprised to hear it in the movie, but see it on the album soundtracks. Like, wow, okay, that's
it's expensive.
I mean, it's not like licensing Beatles music, but it is. It seems like it would be close.
Sure. You know what I think brought the price down? What do you think brought the price down for George Harrison licensed music?
I'm going to guess it's I've got my mind set on you. All of a sudden, everything he ever released is on clearance.
A little better deal. Yeah, slightly better deal. It's not quite as low as Ringo, but it's, you know, it's a little better deal since that terrible, terrible cover. Yeah. Anyway, it was great. It was fun. There was only one part I didn't like. Did you figure out what part that was?
Let's see. I bet I can. You mean something that grossed you out or
no,
just bugged me.
Didn't like it. It irritated me. It was too cloying. It was too, for a movie that was very satirical and very funny and very jokey, and which was great. This is not a problem. I like that about the movie a lot, but there was one moment where I went, okay, guys, you need to stop with that. Don't do that. Please do that once.
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't want to guess because my guess is they wouldn't be spoilers, but they'd be.
There's no spoilers. I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Waka waka waka.
Oh, really?
I hate that. That was stupid. Everything else was fine in that entire thing. All the references are fine. All that stuff is part of Peter Quill. Yeah. I get it. But really, you're going to make
a lot of people guessed that too in the chat room.
Yeah.
That it was going to be.
It's so dumb. It's like. I hated that. That bugged the crap out of me, and it took a while for it to wash away. But everything else, great. Great movie.
The music, and I love the music selection. I like that they pull stuff this time. You know, about 80% of the soundtrack is all right, you know, your classic 70s, love this song, love that song. And then they've got some like hidden gems like Lakeshore Drive by a lot of Haynes Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And well, there was another one that was really odd. Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell.
Oh, yeah. Southern Nights. It was great.
Wham Bam Shang-a-Lang by Silver. It's like, oh my God, glam rock city.
It was pretty good. So, it's pretty good.
Because of that, I'm going to do an episode of Coverville this week, a bonus tracks episode of Coverville with covers of all the songs on the soundtrack just for patrons and citizens. So become one of those if you aren't already, and you'll get that episode.
Okay. Only other thing I wanted to ask you. So thumbs up for me and you, both of us. Big thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely. And thumbs up to all, like Tina loved it. She doesn't know anything about the comics, right? Mm-hmm. And I loved seeing like all the little, hey, see that? Mm-hmm, check that out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the little nods to the comic book fans.
Not only that, even more than the first one, it felt like a unabashedly comic book movie. Like just straight up, hey, this is what Guardians of the Galaxy is like. So here we go. Yeah. Strap in. Yeah. Everything but the Waka Waka. So a thumb up for me.
I can see that because it did seem out of place during that thing.
Yeah. Yes. It just felt weird. Totally weird. But also I'll give it a big thumbs up with just a little booger on the nail. Just a little booger on the thumb. But other than that, big thumbs up. Kim loved it. She didn't see a single trailer or any of that. She loved the first one. So this is one of those things she avoided all anything and then ended up loving it. The kids loved it. It was great. Good time for everybody. Now. Yes. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about...
You were going to ask me about something.
Yes, and it was going to be that movie related. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. In your opinion, have they... I think that they have. And again, to not give too much away what I'm talking about, this is not a spoiler. I promise everybody listening who laughs every time I say it's not a spoiler, then it ends up being one. I promise, isn't it? But do you think we have now perfected the... make old person look young technology?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it is a spoiler to say that you see. Is it okay? Maybe I won't say.
It. See, I don't know. Brian, I feel like yeah.
I think it's yeah. I think we did. They did a great job making doing a young version of a character that we see.
That was incredible, I thought. Yeah, just blew my mind. Because totally. Maybe it's because you and I just watched something else he was in when he was that age.
Right.
And that made me go, oh, hello, other day. You look the same. Like, that was a weird for me.
Totally. And I'm curious to see, because previews for Pirates of the Caribbean show young Johnny Depp.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, have you not seen the previews?
No, I've seen one or two, but I'm not. Oh, for that movie, no. That we ended up getting in there. We got what did we get?
I think we got Star Wars. Probably you got Spider-Man Homecoming.
We got Star Wars. No Spider-Man.
Dunkirk.
Yes, we got Dunkirk. Oh, and I finally saw the One Direction kid in Dunkirk there. I could finally make out who that was there. Yeah. For the longest time, I was like, which kid is it? Who where's One Direction?
Is that Zayn?
I couldn't find him.
No, it's Harry.
It's Harry, but his hair's all not there. So I couldn't tell which kid it was. But anyway, so we saw a Dunkirk trailer, and then the other one was like Wonder Woman or something. I don't remember. Maybe it was...
We did see a Wonder Woman trailer.
But they didn't do, for whatever reason, we didn't see the new Spider-Man one. But anyway, the point is...
Johnny Depp, you know, obviously, and again, not a spoiler, but Johnny Depp, younger version of Johnny Depp appears in Pirates of the Caribbean in a flashback, and they show that during the trailer. And one looks like they do a pretty good job, too. Okay. You know, it's...
Like 21 Jump Street era Depp, or what are we looking at?
Yeah, I would say 21 Jump Street, maybe Nightmare on Elm Street. On 21 Jump Street era Johnny Depp.
Yeah, because I can't tell if they made him. Did they put weight on him for the where to find your Harry Potter creatures and where to stick them or whatever that movie was called?
Oh, I don't know if they did or not.
Dangerous creatures and where to find a good place to take a nap.
Where to get a good night's sleep if you're Brian.
But when he was in that, he looked all puffy and scony, and I thought, what's happened here? This isn't good. And then I've seen a more recent. Not the newest one, but one of the Pirates 4 trailers, and he looked fine. Looks fine. Looks like Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that hard to make him look young.
I can't imagine Johnny Depp putting on weight, you know? Like,
yeah. Like
be an odd.
Who's the one that now he's all skinny again? But we were
Val
just talking. Oh yeah, Val Kilmer. Like you can't see Johnny Depp getting all Val Kilmer on you.
No,
you?
Totally can't.
Yeah,
I totally can't.
Sitting
I
think, there eating eating three Cinnabons in a row.
Heroin keeps you skinny. Johnny Depp should be fine.
What are you suggesting, Brian?
I'm not suggesting anything. That was a completely unrelated comment.
Yeah. So go out, spend the money, and see this film. It's a good time. And that's enjoyable. And if I had to pick I'm going to surprise you with my favorite character pick. You ready? Guess who you think I like the most. Who do you think?
I see you as such a Rooker fan. It's hard for me not to think you'd like Yondu.
Yondu was amazing. And I'm going to give you second place for him, but barely. Okay. So I got one more I liked more than him. Who do you think?
Oh, no, I know exactly who it is. It's James Gunn's skinny neck little brother.
Kirk from Gilmore Girls. No, not him. Although I really liked him in this, and I'm glad they expanded that out. That was cool.
Yeah.
For me, favorite character is Mantis. I found her utterly fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
There's something about her. And what I thought while I was watching it was, she has a weird accent that she's using, and she's her face is kind of funny. The way it moves and the way she talks is strange, and her mouth moves in a weird way. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way to act. And I went to go find this lady online to see if she talked like that normally.
Right.
That's totally how she talks.
Oh, is it really? That's really funny. I gotta.
And not just the accent. It's the accent plus. I mean, she's like Japanese heritage, grew up in Canada, moved somewhere in Europe, and then back to the U.S. So she's got this crazy, like, mixed up accent from all these things she grew up
which
with.
Is perfect for an alien character,
totally.
Right? You don't want to have him be, you know, go full on. Misa, I think you was going to. It's like the worst thing. Which direction you could go? Because any direction that character goes, you're gonna get. Racism hate.
Yeah, no, totally. And she talks like that, like her and the way she affects her face, like the way she kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, the way she moves her mouth around, same way she does in interviews. Like, it was the weirdest thing. I totally get why they hired her, but she's
very cool.
She was my favorite character.
She is responsible for some of the funniest scenes in the film too.
Yeah, she was really great, and her thing with Drax was great. You guys just need to see it. Just freaking see it. It's great. Even Baby Groot didn't annoy me. You know how I told you I was worried about Baby Groot?
I was so worried about that they were going to Ewok it up. But no, not at all. Nope. Not at all. And
cute as a button, that little
The
that
first
little
5 minutes of the film are not maybe not necessarily my favorite 5 minutes of film, but are are a part of the film that I look back on and just feel warm inside.
Yeah. One of the best intro sequences ever, I would say. Very well done. And then I'll say one other thing. Stay for the not one, not two, not three, not four, but five credit sequences that happen. Mm-hmm. They're all great. One in particular will be a shared experience for all fellow fathers with teenage boys. That's all I'll say about that.
Totally. 100%.
That was great.
Yeah.
So good. Anyway, see it.
And a couple beautiful, again, nods to the comic fans in a couple of those ending credits, too.
Yeah, I noticed some... A little bit of crossover with a certain other movie coming out soon. Did you see what's his name at the end? I can't think of his name. Freaking 10 Speed and Brown Shoe. Jurassic World. Freaking The Fly. What's his name?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. He shows up.
Oh, yeah, and he's not even in the... Right, he's not even in an end credit sequence. He's just a dancing...
He's a dancing credit icon.
A dancing credit icon, yes.
And when I saw that, I went... Oh, where was his scene? And then it clicked with me like, oh, no, wrong movie.
Yeah.
But he's...
Did you get a Thor trailer?
Yeah, that's the other one they showed was the Thor trailer. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Mm-hmm. And Kim closed her... plugged her ears, closed her eyes, put her face down, and went... through that whole thing.
I think that's still better than what Randy does, which is pull out his phone and play Clash Royale.
Yeah, I think that's lame. Because other people around are like, dude, put that away is what they're doing.
Yeah.
But in Kim's case, she's just, and you can't barely hear her. I can barely hear her. She's going, she's just humming to herself.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, moving on. So I had a dream and I want to ask you about this. We always have these questions of like, would you rather eat a bucket of horse nuggets or set your face on fire with lighter fluid, right? That's not what this is. This is a question for Brian because he's so musically inclined. And I had a dream about what this would be like. Mm-hmm. It's not, if you got stranded somewhere, what's the only album you would take if you could only take one album? It's worse than that.
Right.
For the rest of eternity, I don't even mean your mortal life. For the rest of eternity, Brian, you have to listen to a song by an artist over and over on repeat for eternity. It never ends. It never stops. And you can never not hear it. Who do you choose?
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what you choose. By about the sixth or seventh time, you are going to hate that song. So what you've got to pick is something that... will I hear this over people talking? Like, will this just basically be the only thing I hear for eternity?
No,
imagine
like a restaurant and you can hear music in the background. Be like that.
Good Lord. My first thought is to pick something like Bohemian Rhapsody or Paradise by the Dashboard Light, because they're multiple songs within a song. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it would be? It would be the, I'll tell you, here's probably what I would go with. All it's right. That ending batch that's a four song, quote unquote, medley at the end of Abbey Road that's got like Her Majesty and She's So Heavy and Came In Through the Bathroom Window and Polythene Pam, like that ending four or five songs that's jammed together like one song.
Right. I think it counts. I think that one counts.
Okay.
And that's good. I think that's smart because you're mitigating the irritation. I think that's
good. I'm still going to hate the whole thing after, again, six or seven listens, but at least it'll provide me with some variety.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Now,
what about you? What's your pick?
What's that Joe Walsh song where his Maserati goes 185?
That's Life's Been Good.
Life's Been Good to Me So Far, right? That one?
Yep.
That's the song I think I'm going to go with. And part of it's the same reason you said, because it changes it up and becomes different songs in the middle.
Right in the middle there, you got that.
Yeah. It's got weird space thing, like weird trippy 70s space ballad. And then it gets back to him. It's like. I feel like that one would work for me for whatever reason. Like, there's no good answer to this. You might say, well, how about just some droning space music that's just like brrr and doesn't have any ups or downs that peak or valley or whatever. I understand the thinking there, but I don't think that counts. We're looking for, like, you know, song. In my dream, it had to be somebody who sang something. There had to be lyrics. There had to be music, right? And it seems like the longer the song, the other reason I like the Joe Walsh song, it's long. So you have... you don't have some 3 minute thing that's just about to repeat every 3 minutes. You have something that's 8 minutes, you know?
Right. Did you ever, and it's funny because Art Janier reminded me about that, but the, did you ever see the John Mulaney, bit, a stand-up comedy bit about the jukebox at the diner?
Mm-mm.
So, and you know, this is the setup for the bit, and hearing him describe what it's like for the best meal he ever had. That's the clip is the best meal I ever had. And it's he and his buddy put the same song on a jukebox in a diner, and they pay for it to play like about 30 times.
Just the Salt and Pepper Diner bit.
The Salt and Pepper Diner bit. Okay. And so after the show today, you should listen to that. That stand-up bit, because it is absolutely hilarious.
Okay.
His description of people's reactions, and the song is What's New Pussycat, and people's reactions to the song playing over and over is priceless.
Oh, that sounds great. So they kind of did an experiment with this then, is what they did.
They
kind
of did. Hmm. And
all right, I'll check that out.
It's so funny.
Why do I not know who John Mulaney is? Why do I?
You do. He was a writer for Saturday Night Live for a while. He had his own show that tanked on NBC, which is, it's too bad because they tried to do the exact same formula as Seinfeld, like down to the, we have a crazy weird neighbor guy, and then there's one woman among the four of them who's kind of like the you know, take no BS pragmatic, blah blah blah, and then there's this kind of whiny dude.
New in Town. Is John Mulaney. Is it New in Town? Is that the show that was on?
No, I think it was called Mulaney.
Oh, so really they straight up went like Seinfeld.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
Wow.
It's like they, you know, they didn't even mask the fact that they were trying to template Seinfeld.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to check this out after the show. Look, we've learned something new again, everybody. Something new, something used, something borrowed.
I get a text from you in about an hour, or, you know, like half an hour after the show ends, and you've listened to it saying, Brian, that was hilarious.
That was the best thing ever. Your recommendations are always spot on.
That's right. And Asim Pedrad was was the Elaine of the show.
Asim Pedrad?
No, Nassim Pedrad. She was from, she was on Saturday Night Live for a few seasons. She was on New Girl most recently.
How did I miss that person from SNL? I haven't seen SNL. And wait, is she the really pretty one on New Girl? The one that's going out with...
Yes, with Winston? The cop?
No. Who am I thinking of?
She's the cop that's going out with Winston.
Oh,
she's,
see, I'm behind
she's
on that.
She's the first Iranian-American actress on SNL.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. See, this is what happens when you don't watch SNL very much, as you miss, like, entire cats. Right. They come and go. All right, so there's the answer to that question. I want to thank everybody out there, many of whom are in the chat room today and those listening at home, who scrambled yesterday. Mm. All my troubles
sent your emails.
Yesterday. What am I saying? Anyway, I can't think now.
It wasn't even yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
It was 2 days ago. What gay is it anyway?
Saturday.
It's Monday. what was my deal? Oh, so Free Comic Book Day was yesterday, or was Saturday, rather. And Carter and I put up new prints this year. We've done this for 4 years now, maybe five, four, I think, at least, where we do a custom print of something comic book related, comic book character related, and people flock to it, and they all sign up, and they all get a free one. It doesn't matter where you live. Thousands of people get free comic prints sent all over the world. It's a tradition. We love doing it. Big thanks to Dave Michael, who makes that happen in a very efficient way. And anyway, we're doing a big signing later today, right after the show, in fact. I think we're going to stream that and just talk to the chat room and sign a bunch of prints. But anyway, big thanks to everybody who did. We broke all the records this year. More than ever have signed up for them, and they're on their way to you. Now, some of you are saying, oh, I missed it. I was busy. I was at a wedding. I didn't hear about it. Whatever your reasons are. Don't worry. I'm going to have some extras made that we'll give away on this show on occasion, and other stuff, maybe. Who knows? Maybe some Twitter giveaways and some other things where we'll just give some of these away to those who maybe didn't get on the wagon and get the free ones the other day. And they won't cost you anything either, okay? So that's the thinking. We'll make sure we get as many as we can. It was a total blast to do. Really happy with this year's prints. And thanks, everybody, for supporting that and for using the code you found on there to make some purchasing in the store. That always helps as well. So there's that.
Nice.
Brian?
Let me tell you a story about my day yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday. Uh-huh. So T and I decided we were going to go out and get some breakfast yesterday. So we went to Golden, which is the original capital of Colorado, and where Coors Beer is made. Mm. Coors Factory right there, where Old Man Frank's works day after day. There's a little cafe that just opened up that I saw on one of my walks over there. I was like, oh, I'll have to come back here and go here for breakfast. So we decided, all right, yesterday would be the day. So we walked in, grabbed a table near the front. I went up to the counter, got our food ordered, and then came back down the table. And they brought our coffees, big, tall lattes, mocha latte for Tina and a latte for me. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there drinking them, big, hot, you know, super hot coffee. They bring our food. We eat. Our coffee's still kind of hot, but we're kind of sipping on it, finish our food. I just said, well, I'll go ahead and clean up our plates, take them over to the bus station, the busser's station, and pick up all of our plates and get up and start walking away. And my foot hooks on the table, the leg of the table. And it's these little tin circular tables where the center of the table has the post that comes down and then splits out into four legs underneath, mm-hmm. but fairly large sized legs where you can easily get a foot underneath the bars for those legs. My foot catches underneath it, and I'm thinking that I'm pulling my foot the right way to get it out from underneath that leg. And I guess I'm putting it even further into the hook of that table leg. And I kind of yank my foot and send coffee, my phone,
Oh no.
A couple napkins all over. Tina catches and like grabs the table before it can go completely over and catches, you know, the coffee, but not before 2/3 of the hot coffee is like spilled all over the table and splashed near my phone. And it's one of those things where the whole rest of the cafe just gets completely silent because this is a nice metal table. So it's not like it's a quiet little kind of thing. No, it's everybody turns to look at me, and I just kind of, I couldn't think of something funny to say.
Oh my gosh, dude. I do that all the time, so I don't feel so bad now. I'm glad you did it. Yeah.
And just kind of like walked away carrying the stuff to the busser station and like, okay, let's grab our stuff. We immediately like, we wipe up the table with napkins, get it all nice and clean things up, and then and then just make a hasty retreat out of there.
The funny thing is, it's not so much about the sight of what you did. It's sometimes it's about the sound of what that makes. Because
like
like your table chair makes it, or your table leg makes a horrible sound, and your chair makes an awful sound.
It's a concrete floor, table legs. There's no like little pads on the bottom of these metal legs. It's like, you know, and everybody's looking over, watching coffee fly all over the place.
Yeah, expecting Tim Roth to stand up and rob the joint. You never know.
Hey, everybody, it's a robbery.
What's her name, the one that was with him? Who's her?
Honey Bunny. The actress?
Yeah,
is,
love her. I freaking love her. What's her name?
Shoot, all I can think of. It's Amanda Plummer. Oh. All I could think of was Carol Kane, but it's Amanda Plummer.
Amanda Plummer. Now, is she the one, I don't mean to take us down a weird road, but is she the one that was married to Liam Neeson and then died, or am I thinking of different
that's
lady?
Miranda Richardson.
Oh, I get the Mirandas and the Amandas mixed
and the
up.
Amandas.
Yeah. That was
I'm
it.
Using the Mirandas and the Amandas.
Now, the reason I was taking that road.
Oh no, it's Natasha Richardson was the one. Miranda is the one who's still alive.
Oh, all right. See again, it's all confusing. Mm-hmm. Some restaurant advertised. They did some stupid idea where they advertised if Liam Neeson ever came to their restaurant, they'd give him free food. Mm-hmm. He shows up at their restaurant. Walked
he
in.
Does, really?
Yeah, he did. Like, it'd be like me and you saying, hey, if Stan Lee... Oh, that's the other thing. I didn't like the Stan Lee cameo. It's not a spoiler, everybody.
What?
It was dumb.
Oh, no. I'm going to say you're wrong there.
It made no sense.
Oh, it did. It totally made sense. And it there's a theory going on the internet that this kind of helps support.
Really?
Yes. I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
But why is he in a little... Anyway, whatever. We'll talk about that later. Off the air.
Yeah.
Anyway,
are you doing a Hotline Monday with Justin today?
And probably this will be the thing we'll talk about.
Okay, then I can call in and talk about that.
Yeah, we'll probably do some spoiler talk about the movie. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, Liam Neeson shows up at this restaurant and says, "Where's my free food?" So that's pretty awesome.
There's the thing. Yeah. Big Star Sandwich Company. Liam Neeson eats here for free.
Yep, and he went in and did it, which is just great. Man, if I was Liam Neeson, I would totally do that, too. That
sounds absolutely.
Awesome.
Yes.
No question. All right. One final thing. I noticed on the Tadpool today that Mark Mayer LaFrancis.
He's pronounced Mayer.
Part of the Tadpool. I noticed a wedding announcement that they have been hitched that happened over the weekend. I just wanted to say big congrats to one of our own.
Yay!
Well done, Mark. Congratulations to you and yours. And may you always be happy together. Okay. That's our admonition to you. It's time for the news brought to you by...
How's your garden coming up so far? Is your lawn as lush as you like it? At myturfandgarden.com, you can send us pictures, describe your issues, and complain about your partner who never helps out. We'll listen and then help you find solutions. No, we can't help you find a new, more helpful partner, but we can find the right products to reduce your workload and prep your garden to be amazing this summer. Come see just how helpful we are at myturfandgarden.com.
That sounds good. So look at this here. We got a little story about some bees.
Okay.
There's a bee supplier out there that says an airline won't ship its bees to Alaska because there was a damaged package of bees! Or they're saying the bees caused the damage. Let's find out together. Hundreds of beekeepers in Alaska may not be receiving their orders for bees. Now, first of all, did you know...
I'd like to... let me get 47 bees, please.
Yeah. Did you know you could order bees?
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me because, I mean, you know, if you're a beekeeper... You're not going to like run around with a net just try and catch bees and put them in your little bee cage and hope that they stay.
Yeah. Like here's the thing I just found. Mason bees, Mason bees in stock. Mother's Day sale, 30 to 50% off. This can't be real bees, can it? Yeah, it is.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's see what they'll cost me. I'm going to go to this website.
It sounds like a great mean gift to buy for somebody.
Yeah, it does. So, all right, I don't want to do the email. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's a very nice website. Come learn with us. I don't want to learn. Where do I start? Follow your step-by-step guide. Bee shops or shop bees. Here we go. We're going to shop some bees. Okay.
Okay.
Wait. These aren't bees. Oh, they are bees.
Yeah, live bees.
Oh, they come They come in a tube.
Sure, or a box. Like sometimes you can actually get them in a box. Like here's one that is a package of bees for $135 and you get, looks like 3 pounds of bees.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. The mason bees will pollinate about 2 orchard trees or early blooming crops. This is totally unknown to me.
It's $185 if you have it shipped via USPS.
Oh my gosh. $50 here for those, or 39 rather. Let's see, leaf cutter bees. There's a bee charm bracelet on this website. I don't know what to think of any of this. They all come in like these little wooden tubes.
Huh.
And they're alive when I get them? Okay, 10 tubes of leaf cutter bees. Plus or minus 100 bees, it says. Whatever that means. Used in garden and other summertime crops. One set of leaf cutter bees will pollinate a bunch of trees in space. For more information on leaf cutter bees, click here. Okay, we ship to the USPS postal, blah, blah, blah. Special request. Okay. I don't know why this is so surprising to me. It's like saying I need
to buy a queen bee for $37. Just one queen bee in a box.
Really?
Yeah. Cause then if you have a queen bee, then you get more bees.
Well, yeah. Cause she's a little loose with the,
exactly. She's like, hey boys.
Hey, what's going on, worker bees? Come on over.
Swipe left. I'm at 6914 Main Street.
Swipe
Come
left.
On by. Bring your friends.
Swipe left on the queen bee. Well, hundreds of beekeepers in Alaska are going to be pissed because according to a bee supplier out of Washington, 2 boxes of bees broke while in transit on Alaska Airlines, and the company was told the airline would not be shipping any more bees this year. It's like, nope. You're going to break it and have bees flying into your plane. I mean, imagine being on that flight. I know it's not a regular flight, but or maybe it is. I don't know if it's just in cargo or whatever.
Yeah, well, they would be. They totally would be in the cargo hold. But here's the thing. If it was 2 boxes that broke while in transit, do you blame the company that's shipping them, or do you blame the guys who put it in the cargo hold in such a way that it fell over and hit the bottom, hit the floor and broke open, or however? They don't just break on their own in transit unless they're, unless the plane rocks and
maybe turbulence.
B-boxes fall on the ground and break open.
I'm going to blame the airline because that's what I always do. But I guess I'm just surprised. I mean, if you're a beekeeper, you're not a good one if you can't keep bees. You have to have people ship you bees. That's a bee getter or a bee buyer. You're not a beekeeper.
Well, that's the thing, though. You don't just say, I'm going to be a beekeeper, and all of a sudden bees show up at your house. You have to start somewhere. It's like...
Well, wouldn't you start with your local bees? You go find like a nest of bees and say, all right, you're my first bees. Isn't that how it would work?
If you don't have that luxury of having a nest, a hive of bees near your house, a beehive somewhere that you can get, I think you got to have them shipped to you.
Okay. Listeners, I guarantee one of you is a beekeeper. You're going to send us an email and clarify all of this. Will you please do that?
One of the guys that I freelance for is a beekeeper. I can ask him too.
Yeah. So is the work you do for him bee related?
Not one bit. Nope. It's completely different. It's completely unbee related.
All right. Well, there you go. Bee news, everybody. Here's some more news about things that bug people. Opossums. a man has set fire to smoke out some opossums and burns down his entire house instead. Well done.
Great. So, yeah. Well, probably succeeded.
Yeah. Good job. Got rid of the opossums and yourself. Pennsylvania man trying to scare away opossums by setting fire, destroyed his home. LNP reports that the row house blaze on Wednesday. What's a row house? Like
those are those houses that look like military housing, basically, where you've just got a bunch of houses all connected.
Oh, like a barracks, almost like barracks.
Yeah. Like a one-level apartment building kind of thing.
We used to call, when I was in Mississippi, we called those houses shotgun houses. And the reason we called them that was because if you open the front door and open the back door, and at the front door you shot a shotgun through the house, it would exit the back door because it was just one straight tunnel, right? Like you weren't going to hit anything in between. You were just going to shoot right through it. So we called them shotgun houses. Well, I didn't call them that. Someone else called them that, and then we started calling them that.
You know that famous shot that's taken in San Francisco of those houses? I want to say maybe Telegraph Hill.
Everywhere like you go, everything. That one, yeah. I know.
Yeah, the one they used. I think they also used it for the Ted Knight show, Too Close for Comfort. Those are row houses. They can be like, you know, terraced houses. I shouldn't say that they're all always crap houses, because sometimes they're good housing.
A lot of that stuff's all gentrified now anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some of that in Salt Lake downtown. Some old houses are like that. Well, anyway, that was one. The only scary part about this is if you can burn your house down to get rid of gophers, you're probably going to burn your neighbor's house down because you're so close to them.
Well, if you're sure, yeah. Basically, if you've got a common wall, it's just going to keep moving from house to house.
City Marshal says the fire got out of control and spread in the home, or to the home, which was built out of wood. You know, like a house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a wooden house. Wow.
Weird.
Are we in Three Little Pigs territory here? Gosh.
Weird. It's 2017. Those exist.
Was it built with a 3D printer? A giant 3D printer?
It says the building was condemned. Three people were dispatched as a result of the fire. Wait, does that mean... Oh, displaced. Sorry, they didn't die. They were not dispatched.
No. That'd be a great way to even say that they died. Is, oh, yes, my first husband was dispatched.
Yeah. Says the DSC, which did $50,000 in damage. A firefighter required hospital treatment for a shoulder injury related to going out there. Officials say the man had problems with bees also. See? It's connected.
Wow.
Not on purpose.
Bees and opossums.
Yeah. It's scary today, man.
Too bad he didn't know the address of the guy in Alaska. He could have just put all the bees in a box and shipped them.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there an opossum keeper somewhere where I can send these opossums?
Here's another related one, because opossums like trees and bees like trees. A biodegradable burial pod that turns your body into a tree is now a thing you can get. Your carbon footprint doesn't end at the grave, it says. While you rest in peace, the wood, the synthetic cushioning, and the metals generated or generally used in traditional coffins, as well as the concrete around reinforced graves, continue to litter the earth. Out of sight, out of mind, though, right? They're 6 feet down. No one ever thinks
about
it.
Right, exactly. That's cool, though. I mean, you get a, you know, graveyard becomes like a nice little forest.
Yeah, so here's how it works.
Cool way to do it.
This is what they're going to give you. You're going to get to, according to this soul science dude at University of Tennessee.
Well, there are lots of flavors you can get.
And I say, I say dude, but I mean Jennifer DeBryan, who's a lady. These Italian designers, Raul Bretzel and Anna Catelli, have a solution. They call it Capsula Mundi, which is world's capsule in Latin. It is an egg-shaped. Check it out. What's her name? Who likes to be in eggs? What's her name? Can't think of her name now. I was born this way. Lady Gaga. There. Got it. Just had to sing one of her songs to get it. Brian, you there? Hello, Brian. Did we lose Brian? Nope. We've lost Brian. Okay, we're back. Temporary glitch averted. Would you put yourself in a tree pod so that you grew out and became part of nature, Brian?
It'd be better than just doing the straight up coffin business, which I'm planning on being cremated anyway. But if I had to be buried in a coffin, I totally would do it in a coffin that would be tree producing.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too. Sure. I just don't want to take up any room. I feel like getting cremated is the way to go. Just spread me around. You know what? Put me in the air system of some building, and they'll all have to breathe me in. Do that.
Yeah, that seems like the worst. You've gone from like the most, what's the word? The most non-obtrusive form of being interred into like the most intrusive. Like, I'm going to make a bunch of people have to breathe me.
Yeah, I want to be part of
my
them.
Dust.
I want them to be. I want to be part of their lungs and their tissues forever.
What if we find out that breathing human remain ashes causes cancer?
Well, it may. That's true.
You've just killed all the people in Nakatomi Plaza. Well done.
I don't want to do that. That's yippee-ki-yay, mother effers.
Put me in a tiny shoebox and bury me under the tree in the backyard.
Yeah, I still like the idea of spreading ashes somewhere cool, but I can't think of anywhere cool. Like Brian should do, here's what you should do. Mm-hmm. Brian should be ashes in one of those like Boda bags. You know the kind I'm talking about? You drink
well, I
out
you
of.
I told you mine. I want to be in like a really cool looking gold urn, like the first one you see at the beginning of Raiders, and then dropped into a remote part of the world so that I'm discovered by a non-communicating civilization that just discovers me and hails me as a god.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. They'll hold you up every once in a while when they make their blood sacrifice. Yeah, I like that
or
a lot.
Or I'm their great destroyer. One of the two.
Someone needs to just have a little leaky bag where they go and walk the streets of Vegas and they just leak your ashes up and down the street.
This little like a little powder. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Like that sandbag in the first episode of American Gods, just trickling out the dust of Brian.
Oh, haven't seen that.
You need to. It's good.
I know.
It's good, but it's not. I don't know if it's great yet. I can't tell yet. We're only in one, but we'll see. I mean, maybe you know, things like Fargo are making everything else seem not as good. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, loving Fargo. Have not seen Leftovers from last night yet, but
I'm too behind on Leftovers, so I got to get caught up. Maybe do that tonight. I love Leftovers as well. I also like Thoreau's beard right now. I wonder how Milk Breath likes it. You think Milk Breath likes it? Think she's cool with it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Finally, Crayola is giving people what they want. They all voted. Remember we talked about they were getting a new color and that was a big deal and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what did they decide on? What did the great public agree upon?
Well, they have decided that blue is the one they want. It's a brand new blue crayon. If you were feeling blue after Crayola's March announcement that the company would be retiring the bright yellow hue dandelion, then we've got good news for you. You can color your tears with blue. Company announced in March that a member of the blue family would take dandelion's spot, but the specifics were lacking until now. On Friday, Crayola announced that the new blue inspired by the Yinmen blue pigment. Y-I-N-M-N. I've never heard of that.
It's yttrium, indium, and manganese oxide.
So it's kind of a periodic table kind of deal?
It's a science color.
Great. That's what you want, is the science color.
Yes.
Okay, so there you go. Blue, everybody. Blue's what you get.
Blue.
Blue. And then finally, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which you talked about earlier, did really well. $145 million in its opening weekend. That is, let's see. Actually, I guess that was the estimate as well. And
it did better than the first one.
Yeah, it says 54% higher than the 2014 Runaway hit.
Not a surprise though, because the first movie did so well because of word of mouth and people saying, "I don't know anything about these Guardians guys." Oh, you got to go see it; it's great. Oh, really? Okay, I'll go see it the second weekend.
Yeah, people had some high expectations, I guess. Mm-hmm. The once little known oddball property of Marvel's vault, the Guardians of the Galaxy, have grown into one of the comic book factory's biggest brands. Which is great. It's freaking great. And James Gunn wants to do a third one. James. I always say Tim Gunn, but that's his brother.
I'm going to make a Guardians of the Galaxy 3 work designers.
Wait, is it Tim Gunn? Tim Gunn is that guy.
Gunn is that guy.
Hold on. James Gunn, brother.
Well, his brother is the guy who's in the movie.
Yeah, but I just can't remember his name. Is it Sean Gunn or Brian Gunn?
Sean Gunn, I think.
Yeah, it's Sean. He plays Kirk. That's who it is. Mm-hmm. It's not Sean. I always say Tim. It's Sean. Anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, they made a ton of money. Guess what, everybody? Things are popular at Marvel now. Guess what?
Yeah.
Big shock. Yeah, I don't want to freak anybody out. But
and we know eventually there's going to be a misstep. You know, we had an Iron Man issue a few years ago. Where it was like, this one wasn't as good. But I don't think they've really had like a real stumble and fall moment.
Fall maybe not. Stumble I'd give it to.
Oh, Avengers 2 was Avengers kind of 2. The Ultron one was kind of a stumble maybe.
That was a bummer, that movie.
Yeah. But
everything else been great, man.
Yes, and I can't wait for Spider-Man, even though it's got that stupid hoodie Scarlet Spider.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
I don't like that at all. You know what tempers it for me though is the fact that he's got the Spider-Man noir glasses with it. I kinda like that.
Okay, that's cool. I'm a little worried about how much Iron Man's in it, or not enough. Like, I want that to be just right. So there's some concerns for me, but anyway, I'm excited. That's not the next one, though, is it, or is it? Is that the next hero movie?
It's the next one. Yeah. I mean, the next hero movie is Wonder Woman, which comes out in the second, but the next Marvel hero movie is.
Oh, right. If you know, I want to say something out loud before it happens. So if I'm right about this, then we can all be disappointed and together. Okay. If Wonder Woman ends with a powerless white guy saving her, mm-hmm. Chris Pine.
Right. Right.
I'm going to be annoyed. I will be annoyed because it's a tropey thing they don't need to do. I don't need Wonder Woman to be awesome, 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 and then suffer something that's so horrible that only Chris Pine can save her. I don't want that in my Wonder Woman movie. All right, DC? I'm clearly very upset about this.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some more stuff. We always do more stuff, so come on back then, will you? Here to talk to you guys about sleeping better. We do like a third of our life in those beds. You know that, right? That's a huge chunk. Now, I'm not recommending you stay up more and try to take advantage of all that time in your life. I'm saying get a better night's sleep. You need that sleep. It's important. You don't exist without good sleep. And I'd like to point your squinties toward Casper.com. They're an online retailer of premium mattresses. For a fraction of the cost, they're revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly onto you, the consumer. Obsessively engineered mattresses at a very fair price. They're made of supportive memory foam for a sleep surface that has got just the right sink, just the right bounce. Breathable design helps you stay cool, regulate your temperature through the night, which is nice. I have a Casper mattress. I love it. I had a 100-day free trial on this thing, which I thought, I'll know within that time if I'm going to keep it or not. I knew within a week that I was going to keep it. That's how much I liked it. I just sleep better. I slept great last night. In fact, I'm a little groggy today because I slept so well. I kind of want to go back into it and like maybe have a nap later. Maybe I will. Anyway, you can just buy these easily online. They're completely risk-free. Like I said, a 100-day period, that's 100 days. And if you're not totally satisfied, you can send them back anywhere in the U.S. and Canada for free. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. So, I want to save you guys some money. You can save some additional money, $50 off toward any mattress. Go to casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code morningstream. That's casper.com/morningstream and the promo code morningstream. Terms and conditions may apply. You're going to love this thing like I love mine. Play a song. We'll come back when we do. Sure. We got your emails. No Steven today. He's ill. Illin' like
major viruses.
Yeah, so we send him major vibes of good get well soon messages. In the meantime though, music, you brought it. What do you got?
Yes, I've got a band from Melbourne, Australia, formed in 2013 with the purpose of combining the lead singer's love of electronica with indie pop and a bit of rock. Music thrown in for good measure. This is the band Symmetrics, and they don't have an album name for this yet. Keep an eye out for it. I really, really like this. Very 80s influenced. They talk about Depeche Mode, Human League, Churches as well. I feel like this, if she isn't inspired at all by Saint Etienne and Mazzy Star, I'd be really, really amazed. The song is Confide. Here is the band Symmetrics.
Symmetrics is the band, and I'm going to play it now. And Scott's a little slow because it didn't move over. Hold on just a second, everybody. Here it is. Here you go.
Keep it, babe. tried to fight the fire, but still it lingers inside. So it's in you I confide.
Methinks you care little for your sister when I think on the time you have taken to return here.
I can thrust it in and go, wah! And
very well, then. I shall leave you with Gunduhar. When you are ready, come to Kunduhar.
I'm dropping the hammer. This is the Morning Stream.
We're back, everybody. Major spoilerish-less.
Yeah.
I know.
We have minor spoilers today.
Yeah, just minor spoilers. Like these emails from you people.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Mm.
So the new Blade Runner trailer just dropped,
ooh,
like just now.
Ooh.
Do you want to do a thing where we give people, like, get them to the pause point to start watching the trailer if they want to do this? We unpause, you play your copy so that we hear the audio.
Yeah.
And then we watch it and give reactions live.
Yeah, but they won't hear it because they're off by a minute. So if I pause it, it works for you and me.
Oh, right. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, they're on like a minute delay. And actually, they're on two different delays because some of them are getting the DC.
Wait! No! We just won't comment on it in the chat room, but they'll hear it. They'll hear our comments a minute later as well.
Oh, I thought you meant sync it up with them so they're watching it at the same time we are. I thought that's what you meant.
They can. You know, again, us setting it up, they still hear all that in real time a minute later. So,
well, let's do it. I'm ready. Then let's play this thing.
Okay.
Hold on.
So here's what I would recommend. Click the link for the trailer, which is Spencer HD just posted it.
Okay, got it right here.
Once it plays, hit pause, and then once you pause, slide the little dialy thing all the way over to the left, or the little knobber. All the way.
Oops.
There you go.
Okay.
Nope, perfect. Now slide that little knobber all the way over to the left.
All the way to the. Okay, it's at the left. Yep. It's currently.
And anybody else who wants to watch this along with us for the first time and hear the audio and everything at the same time, then can do this.
All right, here goes. Putting it up on screen.
Okay, and I'm going to full screen my business here too. And then you'll do a little countdown and say 3, 2, 1, click, and then hit the play button.
Yep.
When we.
So here we go. It will begin in 3, 2, or you know what the word will be? It'll be go. All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So we got our.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, it was a little preview deal.
That's a trailer teaser.
I hate those. They do them all. I know. They all do it now. It drives me nuts.
I love the big old Atari logo too on there.
Oh, I'm already in. I'm already
walking through a hall of replicants of a disposable workforce.
Oh, that thing just shit him right out.
They come out of a big pooper bag.
Oh, I didn't know he was in this.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Leto. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Jared Leto.
There is an order to things.
Oh, the music is all
Vangelis-esque music.
Yeah. Hey, that was what's her name? We keep order. The Princess Bride.
Yep. Robin Wright.
The world is built on a wall that separates. She's not a pen anymore.
Right, she's penless. Either side, there's no wall.
She's pen free. You bought a war. All right. This director is one of my favorite directors right now.
That's some nasty statue business.
Yeah.
I had your job once.
Good. Good at it.
Okay.
Climbing into the, you get your old apartment building, just like the first Blade Runner.
Yeah, there's your Harrison Ford. His casual T-shirt.
Ask you some questions.
Okay, we got to wait till October for this. Gosh, dang it!
Okay, to the future is finally unearthed.
Okay.
Bring it to me.
Jared Leto's got eyes like, fuck my black lab right now. Who's going blind?
Oh, was that Dave Bautista? It was. What's
he doing?
It looked
like him, yeah.
I think it is him.
I don't think you'll be doing any laughing in this movie.
No, not so much. He won't go, ha, like he did in the other thing.
Right, exactly. Your story
isn't over yet. I like the Ryan Gosling. I'm a fan.
There's still a patient left.
I know the ladies like him, too.
Is he a replicant? Do you think he's a replicant, Ryan
Gosling?
I
think he's a replicant.
Is he gonna be?
I think he's replicant Gosling. All right, there you go.
Cool.
Very
excited.
October
6th.
Yeah. Whoops, it's playing again. I could really go for that. So let's have that happen. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they maybe will make it earlier, because they won't, but let's wish they did.
And the early reviews for Covenant are coming in, and they're saying, well, it's not going to be the big success that Fox is hoping for, but it's also not going to be the face-hugging pile of crap that they were worried it was going to be.
So you don't think it'll be, you don't think it'll make money? I think it'll make money.
Definitely make money. But according to Hollywood Reporter, the opening line is, the early reviews for Ridley Scott's Alien Covenant are hatching. And the good news is it's not going to be a face-hugger for Fox execs. But then again, it's not likely to be a chest-bursting critical success either. So it's going to make money.
I don't know. Right now, there's only...
Is that one that we have? Do we have that one in the draft?
I don't know if we have Alien Covenant or not. I know. So they have 36 total reviews, 28 of which are fresh, 8 are rotten. That's pretty good so far. 78.
That is pretty good.
78%. That number will certainly grow.
Yes, we have this. So we want it to be a box office juggernaut.
I think it's going to do well. And also, I have free tickets on the 24th.
Do you really?
Yeah. Somebody's...
Yeah, so we've got King Arthur and Snatch this weekend. This weekend belongs to Frog Pants in the summer movie draft.
Can I make a recommendation for people about King Arthur? Not also go see it. Make sure you see it, because Brian and I need to win something, right? We need to do well here. But also, the soundtrack for King Arthur, awesome.
Oh, really? You've already heard it?
Yeah, real good.
Who's doing it? Do you know?
Let me tell you. It is... this is the new one, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want the old one. Oh, I can't find it now. It's very, if you liked the soundtrack in Mad Max Fury Road, it's a lot like that.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Jeez.
Yeah, perfect. It's pretty neato. I can't find it now. Damn it. Oh, here it is. King Arthur. Found it.
Daniel Pemberton.
There he is.
Hello, I'm Daniel Pemberton.
Yes. Let's hear a taste. Just a taste here. It's very Mad Max, kind of like...
Boat fart noise.
Yeah,
great.
Oh. Yeah, I'm into it. It's real good. You guys should hear it. It's actually on Spotify, Apple Music, and wherever good people stream things.
He did the music for Man from U.N.C.L.E., Gold, Dirk Gently.
The Dirk Gently thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a, what's this? This is
Steve Jobs.
Says this is his most popular one, this track. See, that's very trippy. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool? Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I'll listen to that soundtrack today. That sounds great.
Yeah, plus it's a movie. I like a good Arthurian retelling, so I'm totally into it.
Sure. Thank you, Daniel Pemberton.
Well done. You and Guy Ritchie have done fine work together. Emails. You ready for these?
Yes, I am.
Here's one from Trey, a.k.a. DeJaxus.
Okay.
Hey, Scott and Brian. I'm Trey, a.k.a. DeJaxus in the chat room. I hail from Memphis, Tennessee, and my family is from Mississippi. Mowing the lawn in it any strenuous activity, I think he means and, I would drink pickle juice as prescribed by my mother. In addition to my family, what?
It sounds like it's a spam email made up from keywords that we've said in the show.
It very well could be. In fact, it gets better, but it gets going. In addition to my family, built and ran many skating rinks in the area, where one of our food items is addition to hot dogs, nachos, cotton candy, and candies were pickled pops. Frozen pickle juice in ice trays with toothpick for a handle, and they did sell good as well.
It sounds like, all right, so that was one of those things that Time for Timer made, right?
Yep.
Like, pour pickle juice in an ice tray, cover it with saran wrap, and then stick popsicle sticks through the top. Make your own pickle pops.
Did you guys ever do that? Not with pickle juice, but with, like, you know,
yes,
Kool-Aid.
Yes, with Kool-Aid for sure, yeah.
Yeah, we did that too. It was such a dumb thing. Yeah. Anyway, later in life, I read somewhere that pickle juice was the original Gatorade due to high electrolyte content. Anyway, I find it delicious. Bringing shoulders to it is amazing from a Memphian. And bread and butter, the most superior pickle of all pickledom. Love always, Trey. Now, Trey?
Thank you, Trey.
Trey, you do sound like a Nigerian prince who needs money to get out of jail.
I'm going to send you a box of punctuation that you can scatter throughout any future emails.
Yep, stick that in your pickle and smoke it. Here's an email from M. Kidney.
And thank you for your email, Trey.
Oh, of course. M. Kidney, E.M. Kidney. All right?
Okay.
Says this, hey, Diamond Club is now calling Nerdtacular Nerdtack. Hope that's cool. I know this will make Scott incredibly happy. It's not cool. I hate
Nerd tack.
I hate it. Don't do that. You guys are picking on me now. You know I hate these little shortenings. They drive me crazy.
The approved abbreviation for Nerdtacular this year is N10.
Ah, is that the approved one?
I don't know. You tell me. Do you approve it?
Well, we did an N10 for Nerdtacular 2010, so it's a little confusing. Maybe we'll do NX, because that's a 10, see.
NTX
or just NX, because then you've got so we no longer have to deal with Nintendo's code name for Switch. It's now just the Switch.
Okay,
so we can say NX. Yeah, it used to be Nintendo NX and we were all worried about it, but that's gone now, so just NX.
Cool.
N10
NX.
Yeah.
Baby,
come be there if you're not already. All the hotels are sold out. It's true.
I know
this is the first year where, and I don't just mean the lodge, all the other hotels.
There's
up there
no room at the inn either.
Yeah, yeah. So what you want to do, if you don't have one yet and you waited too long for, I don't know why you did out there, but if you did, there's stuff a little bit down the canyon or at the very bottom of the canyon, some brand new hotels there. That's only like 10 minutes away from the thing. So it's no big deal. You'll get in there. I'm just letting you know now, if you've been putting it off, don't put it off anymore. I don't know what happened this year, but it went nuts.
Yeah, it's funny because it just filled up so quick.
Yeah. Here's one final email from Marco C., who says this. Hey, Scott, love the show. Been listening for a few years now, so thanks so much for the entertainment. I consider myself a big movie fan, and I feel compelled to recommend something I think that person might like it. What?
Something if I think that person might like it.
Oh, if I think that person might like it. There we go. I think we can both agree that Dan Stevens was fantastic in Legion. If you want to see him in a very different role, you might want to check out The Guest. It came out in 2014 and was one of my favorite movie of that year. Hmm. Are you familiar with The Guest?
Oh, I'm looking it up right now.
The Guest. I'm going to look it up on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds like a horror film, doesn't it?
It does.
Guest. He comes over and he doesn't leave.
Oh, here it is. It's gotten a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. The Guest. Wow. Let's see, the critic consensus boasting enough intelligence to bolster its darkly violent thrills. Oh, the guest offers another test.
I remember previews for this. So this guy shows up at a family's house. They've lost their, you know, the father, the patriarch of the house in the war, Afghanistan war. And he says he's a friend of their sons, and then, you know, I guess bad things must happen.
Yeah, what's he? Is he? He's there to do bad dirt. He's there to do some dirt.
There to do bad things. Yeah.
Let's see. Eminently thrilling, well constructed. Yeah, I want to see this. All right. Yeah, the guest. Let's see. That's a fine recommendation.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you know. Hey, we'll check it out, and.
He also said I would like. You. He says he would describe it as a thriller with tons of '80s influences, peppered with some dark comedy. And I knew Stevens would go on to do great things once I saw him. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Greetings from Germany. Well, Marco in Germany. Dan Stevens, who I only knew before this from Downton Abbey.
Right.
Had kind of a rotten end in that. But he was great in that. And I thought, wow, that guy will probably see him again somewhere. Little did I know the next thing I'd see him in was something weird like Legion.
Right.
But now I can see him in some other thing. I'll bet you he's. I'll bet he's going to be all over the damn place now. What do you bet? I'll bet he'll
probably
be in everything.
Right. Yeah. Like Carrie Coon, you'll just see him in everything.
Yep. He'll just show up.
He's the guest is not streaming anywhere, so you'll just have to wait until it is, or pick up a rental or something.
Yeah. $2.99. Boom. Done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's it for emails. Thanks for sending them in. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is where you can send them if you want to help us, support us, contact us, or find us. It's all at frogpants.com/TMS. Brian, I don't want to go, but if I have to, it'd be nice if there's music to accompany my leaving.
A way to, you know, something to close us out, something easy, something, you know, something, I don't know, maybe something familiar yet strange, like cover maybe.
Oh, all right.
How about this one? This one goes out to Brian, Brimerica in chat says, hey, Scotch and Bourbon, I was just stumbling around Spotify last week and had this song show up. At first I thought, boy, this sounds like a Phil Collins / Genesis song. Then, by the time it got to the middle of the song, I finally realized it was a Phil Collins song done by a band called Fantagram. I'm not much of a Collins fan at all, but many of his songs breed great covers. This one's a bit long, but I think the audience may enjoy it. Otherwise, they may just say, I can see why you like it. Dang it. Love the show, though.
I can
Brian.
Definitely see why you like it.
There you go.
So this is a cover of the song Take Me Home. It was the last track, if I remember correctly, on the No Jacket Required album. I listened to that thing nonstop over and over. That was on repeat in my Sony Walkman back in 1986, 1987, whenever that was. This version is fantastic, though. I love it. This is from their album The Time Is Now, which came out last year. Here is Fantagram and their cover of Take Me Home.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Normal time, normal stuff. Come on back.
Feelings like they're turning off the light, but I
things I don't remember. Cause I don't remember. Cause I don't remember.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I'm not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to. I made my spaghetti, paschetti, sawi.